developing better goats for a better world. Well, in our previous report, we mentioned that there is a problem with many of the goats in developing countries.
They're only producing at about 30% of the rate of improved goats from Europe.
That's Dr. Ted Sonstengard with the Agricultural Research Service, who says that it's a problem because many in those countries depend on goats for their food and livelihood, which is why he is among those focusing on efforts to produce
goats that have more than one kid at birth and goats that produce more milk.
One of the ways they're trying to accomplish those goals is through DNA mapping of as many goat types as possible.
Finding out what are those genetic variants that have been formed by natural selection and adaptation, and use that information by gathering all of the different production environment data and genomics data, and then build tools to help smallholders do genetic improvement in their indigenous goats.
But it's not just genetic work. Researchers are gathering information regarding goats in various areas of the world, studying the climate, land, and food available to them to share with scientists and breeders, as well as educating owners.
To help train them in traditional animal husbandry breeding methods, and then they're also able to upload their data in the future and be able to look at how their goats compare to other goats across the globe.
Sonstengard notes that it is a long-term project that they hope will eventually help the nutrition and economics in developing countries.